everybody. Welcome to the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. This is the Unscripted Jeopardy Tournament. We are in the second round. This is match number three. I know it's probably felt like 6-7 years since we've done the last one, but that's what happens when Eric and I are too busy running an escort service.
Jesus.
Yeah. Only problem is we can't find escorts that aren't transvestites. Anyway. All right. That's a way to start things off. All right. I am your host for this edition, Doug Hummer. The guy having a heart attack sitting right next to me is my brother, Daniel.
What's up?
I am my trusty sidekick slash lover, Eric. And tonight's contestants are Connor.
Hello. I am so ecstatic to be on this program that has already gotten off to such a weird start.
Yeah. Just stick around. All right. Bobby is here.
Hello.
Dougie,
after
and
the show, I want to hit you up about a deal about them escorts.
Hey. You know who to call. And of course,
Westerns.
Here. All right. All right. So basically, rules are basically this: two rounds, five categories in each round, five questions in each category. In round one, the categories range from, or the questions range from 100 to 500 points. In round two, they range from 200 to 1,000 points. If you clear a category in round one, 500 extra bonus points. If you clear a category in round two, 1,000 extra bonus points. In round one, your categories are Star Wars, Spider-Man, Cartoon Dogs, Whose Line Is It Anyway, and the Backstreet Boys. All right. We're going to start with a coin. And do I have a coin here? All right, here we go. All right, it's going to Connor and Swift will start with you. Connor, call it in the air, heads or tails?
I'll go tails.
All right, it is actually heads. So now between Swift and Bobby, Swift, call it in the air, heads or tails?
Heads.
It is heads. All right, Kevin, what do you want to start with?
Cartoon Dogs for 200.
All right. Just so you know, in this round, the questions range from 100 to 500.
Yes, sir. I think 100 would be too easy. I'm pushing my luck tonight.
He's never done that before. All right, for 200, this cartoon dog. All right, now remember, when I ask the question, only Kevin has the first opportunity to answer. If he doesn't get it, then it moves on to Bobby. If Bobby doesn't get it, it moves on to Connor. All right, for 200 points in cartoon dogs. This cartoon dog may have a brave name, but he doesn't act very brave.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Correct for 200.
If I would have got that wrong, I would have been pissed.
I had it, dude. You bastard.
All right, dogs for 100.
Okay, what is the name of the Pickles family dog on Rugrats?
The Pickles.
Kevin, I got to count you down.
Deep into my little brain. Yeah, I don't got it.
All right, Bobby?
Spike.
You got it for 100. All right, Bobby.
Spider-Man for 200.
All right, Spider-Man. Where the hell did I... Oh, yeah, we're starting off real good. Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
All right, for 200, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is the villain slash anti-hero that Spider-Man has to team up with to fight Carnage?
Venom.
That is correct for 200 points.
Spider-Man for 100.
All right, what is the name of Spider-Man's significant other that dies at the hands of Green Goblin?
Oh, fuck, it's, damn it. Hold on a second. It's on the tip of my goddamn tongue.
All right, I got to count them down. Five, four.
What is her name, man?
Three.
I'm a fucking stone blazer. God damn it.
One.
Gwen Stacy.
All right.
Gwen Stacy.
Okay. That's correct. That is correct. All right, Bobby, you still have control.
Spider-Man for 300.
All right, name all three actors that play Spider-Man in the movies.
Name the three actors?
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, and Andrew Garfield.
That is correct for 300 points.
He's about to sweep Spidey.
Mm-hmm.
Questions are gold.
Spider-Man 500.
Ooh, big baller.
Who is the actor that plays Rhino in The Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Oh, it's that fucking white dude from Big Mama's House, dude. What is that dude's fucking name, man?
That's what I'm asking.
You know what, Dougie? I don't need your fucking attitude.
Count it down.
How about that, Dougie?
Right, so you're really going to hate this. I got to count you down.
Got him.
Five, four,
his name is Paul Giamatti.
Two.
Giamatti. Paul.
That's close.
Did I get the rest of the last name right? It's
Paul
Giamatti.
Giamatti. Yeah, that's
maybe.
Pretty much it. Yeah, you got it. You got it. All right. You still have control.
His name was Paul, dude. The last name was fucking stupid. All right. Spider-Man for four.
Okay. Who is the successor to Peter Parker in the role of Spider-Man?
Miles Morales.
That is correct for 400 points. And by the way, you get the 500 point bonus.
Fuck you, Bobby.
All right.
I'm going to get
off the board.
Here. I'm going to get ballsy now. Cartoon dogs for 500.
Oh, boy. All right. Cartoon dogs for 500. Okay. What breed of dog is Snoopy?
Snoopy?
Yeah.
He is a beagle.
Correct for 500.
What's left for cartoon dogs?
I have the 300 and 400.
I'll try the 400.
What is the name of the Griffin family dog in Family Guy?
Brian Griffin.
All right. That is correct for another 400 points.
I guess I'll go cartoon dog 300.
This Disney dog has a son named Max.
That one I don't know. I'm not even going to try. I have no idea.
Okay, Connor?
I'm going to go with Goofy.
Connor has got 300 points on the board.
Wow, I should have known that. I feel stupid now.
Do we have anything left in cartoon dogs?
No.
All right, then could I go to Star Wars, please?
Of course you can.
I'll do Star Wars for, we'll start off easy with 100.
All right, so for 100, where the hell? I forgot I got gum stuck to these pages at one point.
Doggy.
Oh, scared me. All right, for 100 points, what is the name of Star Wars Episode 1?
The Phantom Menace.
That is correct for 100 points.
I'll do Star Wars for 2.
Okay. Which network did Clone Wars air on?
Cartoon Network.
That is correct for 200.
Let's go 3.
Who directed Solo, A Star Wars Story?
That would be Ron Howard.
That is correct for 300 points.
Can we go Star Wars for 400?
Of course. For 400 points, what was the name of Samuel L. Jackson's character in the Star Wars movies?
Mace Windu.
That is correct for 400 points.
I'll go the last one for 500.
Okay. What was the name of the era in the prequel trilogy?
The era?
Yes.
It was the era of the Republic era. I don't know if that counts.
Yes.
All right, cool.
I will count it for 500 points. And, Connor, you also get the 500-point bonus.
Yeah, damn.
Swift is screwed.
Could I go with Tom Hanks next?
Yep, if that's what you would like, that is no problem. I just have to mark down that we went through the Star Wars category. You motherfucker. All right, here we go.
What's the point?
Wait a minute. Connor, Tom Hanks is in round 2.
Okay, then what else can I do in round 1?
Whose Line Is It Anyway or the Backstreet Boys?
I guess I'll go Backstreet Boys. I'll do Backstreet Boys for 100.
Okay. All right. What year did the Backstreet Boys form?
This is going to be a guess. I'm going to go 1998.
Incorrect. Swift?
1993.
You got it! Wait, what?
Are you kidding? I just pulled that out of my ass, dog.
I didn't know it!
Oh, boy. I'll take it. I needed some points. Holy shit. All right,
Kevin,
which one
was
that?
You have to throw on the board now.
Oh. Was that 500? What was it worth on that one?
100.
Oh, give me 500, dude.
Oh, God.
Feeling ballsy. All
right. How many copies of their 1999 album Millennium did they sell worldwide?
$98 million.
Incorrect, Bobby.
$10 million.
Incorrect, Connor.
I'm gonna go with the. What show is it where the strategy is like? I'm gonna go one. Is that Price Is Right?
Price
I'm gonna
is
go
right.
One.
Yeah. Incorrect. It was 24 million copies.
Not bad.
Kevin, you actually still have control of the board, though.
Well, hot dog. Give me a Backstreet Boys for 200.
Okay. Which member left the group in 2006 to pursue other interests?
I'm dumb. Is it that Joey Fatone dude? Or is that NSYNC?
That's NSYNC.
Fuck.
Right, anyway, you got that wrong. All right, Bobby, do you know the answer?
Aaron Carter?
Incorrect. Connor.
Is it Nick Carter?
Incorrect. It was Kevin Richardson.
What the fuck? God damn.
All well, right. Kevin, you
say
still
say high and mighty. Go for 300.
Okay. What was the title of the Backstreet Boys' fourth album in November of 2000?
Can you wait? Who's answering?
Me.
Kevin.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to go with that's my answer.
That would be incorrect. Bobby?
What was the question again? I didn't hear the original question.
Oh, my God.
What was the title of the Backstreet Boys' fourth album in November of 2000?
I don't know. Backstreet Boys' right. Greatest Hits?
No. Connor?
Backstreet's Back?
Incorrect. It was Black and Blue.
Oh.
Okay. Kevin, you want to just finish out the category?
Yes, sir.
Okay. For 400 points, which Backstreet Boys song is also the name of a movie starring Bill Murray?
Dude, oh man, I went into this on a limb. I don't even know anything about the Backstreet Boys. I do like me some Bill Murray, though. Ghostbusters.
Incorrect, Bobby.
I don't know. I want it that way.
Incorrect. Connor?
Groundhog Day?
Incorrect. It was actually Larger Than Life.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
So there's one category left, and that is whose line is it anyway?
This is going to be fun. All right, get 100.
Okay. All right, for 100 points, whose line is it anyway? Which former WWE divas have guest starred on the Aisha Tyler version of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Dog. I'm going to have to phone a friend, doggy.
I can't help you.
Well, then I got nothing.
No, you can't. All right, Bobby?
I don't fucking know. I'm going to take a guess, though, I guess. Trish Stratus?
Incorrect. Connor?
I wish it was Trish Stratus. I'm going to go Nikki and Brie Bella.
You got it. Oh.
Wow.
Those are the only two divas I know, who, like, plural-wise. So I was like, yeah, sure, why not? But I'll go, obviously this is our last category, so I'll stick with this for 200.
Okay. Which performer said during a game of Scenes from a Hat that it was time to coat Colin Mochrie in Crisco?
The old guy.
Well, they're all old now.
I don't know.
All right. Kevin?
I got nothing to do.
All right. Bobby?
Ryan.
Incorrect. It was Greg Proops.
Good.
All right. Connor, you still have control. Do you want to just go with 300?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Who is the main cast member to participate in the game Song Styles?
I'm going to go with the guy who was the answer to that last question.
Incorrect. All right. Kevin?
Nope.
Bobby?
Wayne Brady.
That is correct for 300 points. All right.
Well, we'll go with 400, I guess.
Okay. Who is Whose Line's piano player?
I don't know.
All right. Connor?
Pass. I don't know.
Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Thanks for a fucking music question, Dougie. I've been waiting all day. Laura Hall.
All right.
Right.
500 points. During a game of Scenes from a Hat, which performer said they paint murals with their own feces?
Can you repeat the question, Dougie? You were skipping out.
Okay. Well, Kevin gets first crack at this, but during a game of Scenes from a Hat, which performer said they paint murals with their own feces?
You sure it's not me?
No, Kevin, it is you.
Hell yeah. Oh. No, I meant like I'm the answer, bro.
No, it's you're me. Not the answer, but you have to give me.
Damn, I thought I just got 500 points, Dougie.
Alright, do you have an answer besides yourself?
No.
Okay. Bobby.
It was a woman, right?
No.
Alright, then I don't know.
Alright, Connor?
I'm going to go Drew Carey.
Incorrect. Colin Mochrie. Colin Mochrie was the answer. All right. That concludes round one. And now your scores at the end of round one are Bobby in the lead with 3,300. Connor in second place with 2,400. And Swift in third place with 700.
Woo!
All right. Your categories for round two are Game of Thrones, South Park, The Flintstones, Cartoon Network, and Tom Hanks. And
South
Bobby,
Park,
you're in the lead, so you get to pick first.
Oh, what? What?
Hey,
he's going through.
400.
All right. And also, just a reminder, guys, the questions in this round range from 200 to 1,000.
So 800 then.
All right. In season 6, what was the name of the battle between Jon Snow and Ramsay Bolton?
The Battle of the Bosses.
Hey, the battle.
The bottle.
All right. Bobby, you still have control.
Game of Thrones for 300.
You mean 6?
Yeah, 6. My bad.
All right. What season does Jon Snow become Lord Commander of the Night's Watch?
That is season 3.
Incorrect. Connor.
Season 5.
Yep. That is 600 for you, sir.
Can we do Game of Thrones for 400, please?
Game of Thrones for 400? You got it. How did Drogo, right? All right. How did Drogo kill Viserys Targaryen in season one?
He got a pot of melted gold and poured it on top of his head, golden crown.
Yes. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That guy was a dick. All right, that is correct for 400 points. Connor, you still have control.
Here we go, Game of Thrones for 200.
You got it. What are the names of Cersei Lannister's two sons?
Two sons?
Yes.
It's Joffrey and Tommen.
Correct. For 200.
Then I'll finish the category for 1,000.
All right.
The closest game we've had.
Yeah. In the series finale, who was crowned Queen of the North?
Sansa Stark.
Correct.
I'll go to Tom Hanks for 200 because I'm not very confident in this category.
All right.
To be honest, I really don't think anybody would.
All right. For 200 points, in the movie Forrest Gump, what was Forrest's IQ?
Oh. It was below the line. Oh, my God. Are you looking for an exact number?
Yes.
I'm going to go 74.
Nope. Incorrect. All right. Swift.
Well, if the price is right, I'm going to say 75.
You got it.
That was a bit of a...
Are you? Oh, my gosh.
I actually knew that.
The price is right.
All right. All right, Kevin, you have control.
South Park for 1,000.
Man, he doesn't know how to just take it slow, does he?
I need to catch up, doesn't he?
All right, for 1,000 points, what was the name of the gossip website in the episode Bass to Mouth?
What website?
The gossip website in the episode Bass to Mouth.
Oh. I want to say fucking fart book, but that was Letterkenny. No, I got none.
All right. Bobby.
I'm trying to remember the episode. I remember it. It was Eavesdropper.
You got it for 1,000. All right, Bobby, you still have control.
Fuck it, South Park for 800.
Okay. What were the names of the detectives in the episode Mystery of the Urinal Deuce?
What was the name of the episode?
Mystery of the Urinal Deuce. Gotta count you down. Five.
I don't know.
Four. Okay. Connor, do you know?
Yeah, I don't. I do not. I'm going to pass.
All right. Kevin?
The Hardley Boys.
He got it for 800.
I'm back, baby.
God bless him. All right, Kevin, you have control.
South Park for 6.
Okay. In the episode Wrecky Molestation Adventure... which one of the boys was the mayor of Smiley Town?
Of Smiley Town?
Yeah.
Was it not Cartman?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, Cartman.
It was him.
Woo! All right, 400.
All right. What was the name of the puppet that Mr. Garrison carried with him for the first few seasons?
Mr. Hat. Mr. Hat.
You got it for 400.
Woo! All right, 200.
Eric, why are we echoing?
What?
What?
What? We're echoing. Hold on.
All right, hold on. All right. So 200, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which popular Disney band convinced Kenny and his girlfriend to get purity rings in the season 13 episode Ring?
You said it was a band?
Yeah. Okay. Bobby.
Can you repeat the question?
All right. What popular Disney band convinced Kenny and his girlfriend to get purity rings in the season 13 episode, The Ring?
What, Disney band?
Yes.
I think of a Disney band.
What'd you say,
I don't
Bob?
Know. Fucking, I don't even know a Disney band.
Okay. All right. Connor, do you know the answer?
That's the Jonas Brothers.
You got it.
Wow.
Damn.
I do know a Disney band, I guess.
Yeah, it's like Jonas Brothers.
Jonas
Brothers.
I was gonna
guess
Connor,
you have control of the board.
Is South Park totally done now?
Yes.
All right, then I want to go back to Tom Hanks for 400.
Okay. For 400 points, in a league of their own, what is the name of the baseball team that Hanks manages?
Oh, my God. The Bears.
Incorrect. Swift?
Wasn't it the Peaches?
Yes, it was.
Oh. What is there, 600?
Huh?
Is there 600 still available?
Yep.
I'll take it.
Versus the Volcano, what disease was Hank's character diagnosed with?
It wasn't Alzheimer's, was it?
It was not. Bobby?
AIDS.
Incorrect. Connor?
Cancer.
Incorrect. It was so stupid. It was a brain cloud.
What movie are we talking about?
Joe versus the Volcano.
Wow, I thought you said Philadelphia.
Well, I did. All right. Kevin, you're still in control.
800, Tom Hanks.
All right. What was the first movie Hanks was an executive producer of?
It wasn't Forrest Gump, was it?
No. Bobby?
I thought it was Kevin's turn.
An answer.
Oh, The Thing You Do?
Incorrect. Connor?
I'm going to guess it's one of his own movies. I'll go Castaway.
Incorrect. It was actually a movie he didn't star in. It was Evan Almighty.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
All right, Kevin?
1,000.
All right. In the movie Sully, where did Hank's character land his plane?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, river. Wasn't it the Hudson River?
Yes.
God damn
okay.
it, dude. Every question I need to answer to is not my question.
All right, Kevin, you have control of the board.
What categories am I working with, Dougie?
You are working with the Flintstones and Cartoon Network.
Ooh, give me Cartoon Network for 1,000.
All right. What is the name of Dexter's enemy on Dexter's Laboratory?
Oh, my God. Come on. He was that fucking weird kid with the bowl cut. Mandrake, Mandark, Manfrey, something like that.
You did say his name. Well, one of the times you said his name right. It is Mandark.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I knew it was something goofy, like fart or something.
All right, you have control. All
right. Cartoon Network 800.
Okay. How many seasons did Ed, and Eddie run?
Oh, was it 4?
Incorrect. Bobby?
3.
Incorrect. Connor?
5.
Incorrect. It was 6.
Whoa.
All right, Kevin,
well,
you still...
I guess I'll go Cartoon Network for 6.
Okay. In 2007, which two shows had a cross of... Which two shows had a cross... Or, yeah. Let me try this again. First day with my new tongue. In 2007, which two shows had a crossover episode?
Oh, man. Oh. It was Billy and Mandy and something else. Wasn't it? Kids Next Door or something? Powerpuff Girls, maybe? I don't fucking know.
All right, he did say the right answers first. He said Billy and
was
Mandy. It's Next Door, so I am going to give it.
Okay, I was getting the Powerpuff Girls one in my fucking head, too. Thank you.
No problem.
Digging deep into my old Save brain.
Deep in yourself. Oh, my God, this is the closest game we've ever had.
Really?
Yes.
Cartoon Network for, what do I got, 400?
Yes. What cartoon character's last name is also the name of a cable station?
Last name's the name of a cable station?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I gotta catch it.
Cinemax. I don't know.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
All right, Connor.
I'm assuming the last name is maybe Fox, but I don't know what the first name would be. I don't know.
Johnny Bravo.
Oh, dude.
Oh. Wow.
That hurt. All right, 200.
Okay. What are the names of the Powerpuff Girls?
Oh, God. Oh, this is fucking strange. That old Buttercup.
Okay.
Yeah, Buttercup. They're all Buttercup, don't they?
They're all
Buttercup. Well, you got one right. All right, Bobby?
Blossom, Butter, or Bubbles, and Buttercup.
All right, Bobby, you got it for 200 points.
Is there any Cartoon Network left?
There is not. We just have the Flintstones.
Oh, great.
All right, where do you want to start with them?
1,000.
1,000?
Yep.
What color are the spots on Fred's shirt?
They're like black, aren't they?
Yes.
Flintstones for 800.
Okay. 800 points. What is the name of the secret society Fred and Barney belong to?
Dude, I haven't watched the Flintstones since I was like fucking 3. I have no idea.
All right, Connor?
The Jetson Club.
Incorrect. Kevin?
Was it like the water buffaloes or something strange?
Yes.
They wore funny hats.
Yes. It is the water buffaloes. You get 800 points. Yes.
All right, 600.
All right. What color dress does Betty Rubble always wear?
Wait, no, that's not his wife. That's Barney's wife, right? Can I ask that question?
Yeah,
yeah, duh. Blue.
Correct.
Oh, shit. All right, 400.
All right. 400 points. What is the name of the Rubble's pet?
Oh, shit. Isn't it like, it's not Dino. That's stupid. Hoppy or something weird?
It's close, but I can't give it to you.
Fair enough.
Bobby?
Isn't it Hopperoo?
Yes. Kevin was just a little too off.
You bastard.
All right, Bobby, there's just one question left for 200 points. What is the name of the town that the Flintstones live in?
Oh, wow. Bedrock.
That is correct. For 200 points, that is the end of round 2. And boy, we got a tight one. We got ourselves a tight one. In first place, I can't believe I'm saying this. In first place, we have Kevin Swift with 7,100 points.
Holy.
In second place, we have Bobby with 6,900 points. And Connor really isn't that far behind. He's got 4,800. So it's still anybody's game.
Oh, boy.
Final Jeopardy.
And we're in Final Jeopardy. I will say this real quick. These scores, I mean, already Connor and Swift have done way better than their final scores from their last game. Because Connor
yeah,
and
I'd say I did about
me not so much
100 points different.
Bobby was actually the smart one heading into this match, and he's losing this
by one question. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, I will tell you that the final Jeopardy category is movie romance.
Movie romance?
Yes, or like romantic couples in movies.
Yeah.
All right. All right, there are three questions, A, B, and C. Now, I'm going to – Connor, we're going to start with you because you're in third place. You can wager up to 4,800 points. Would you like question A, B, or C?
I'll go C because that's the beginning of my first name, and I will wager all 4,800, yes.
Okay. and win a date with Tad Hamilton? Who played the role of Tad Hamilton?
I have never heard of this movie. I'm going to say, because this guy is used to be the king of romantic comedies, that it's Matthew McConaughey. I really don't think that's right, though.
It is incorrect. It was Josh Duhamel or Dumel or however the hell.
Oh, Dumel. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, him too. All right. So, unfortunately, well, Connor, you ended up with the score you had the last time. So, you know, something there.
There we go.
You broke even. All right. Bob, A or B?
B.
How many points are you going to wager, Bob?
Here we go. 6,900.
Okay. Who played Jim Carrey's girlfriend in the movie Bruce Almighty?
Jennifer Aniston, isn't it?
Yes.
What's my point, Dad? No, 6,900 times 2. That's 13,800, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Swift, you have 7,100 points. You can wager...
Yeah, I'm going all in. I don't have a choice.
Huh?
I'm going all in. I don't have a choice.
Okay.
Here we go.
Question A. Oh, boy. I'm nervous.
Is it a hard one?
For him, it will be. In the movie When Harry Met Sally, who played Harry and who played Sally?
Billy Crystal. It wasn't Carrie Fisher. Meg Ryan.
Holy
shit!
Oh my
God, Kevin, this one
definitely. Woo! Fuck you, Bobby.
I call Tudor.
I'm drinking to that one.
I call Google.
Bullshit, I heard your girlfriend in the background telling you your answer, Bobby.
She started to, then she stopped. All
right.
I heard Aniston. No,
I said Aniston.
I'll take that one. I'm doing way better than last round.
Here we go. Your final score are in third place, Connor has 0 points. In second place, Bobby has 13,800. And the winner of this Jeopardy match advancing into the final. Holy shit. With 14.
All right, here. No, I'll challenge Kevin's answer so he's not cheating. What is the movie? What, Harry and Sally, what's the movie about?
Wait, what?
The movie that's Kevin's answer. What, the name of the movie? What's the movie about?
Yo, man, I don't have to answer that question, Bobby.
I don't even know what the movie's about, and I came up with the question.
Well, we know that Harry beats Sally.
Yeah.
That's enough.
All right.
Yeah.
Swift wins it with 14,200 points. So in a final that already has two Brainiacs and John and Tim, we have Swift.
Woo! All right. I'm breaking zero on this one. I'm ready.
All right. Wait, hold on. I got to look this up real quick. Oh, my God. He actually, of the three people in the final right now, he scored more points than John.
Bullshit.
And his final score was higher than John.
Gave me good categories, Dougie.
Oh, I tried. All right.
No fucking Big Bang Theory next time.
I appreciate you being part of this. Kevin, congratulations. Finally, one of my underdogs made it to Made it to the final.
I love you.
I didn't think it was going to be him. But, all right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Connor, appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Doug. I had a blast. Good job, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Bobby, you're off the line because he's pissed.
Yeah, he's pissed.
All right. Swift,
oh,
congratulations. We will see you in the final. We will do the fourth, second round matchup. Maybe sometime next week, maybe after. I don't know. But we will get it done so we can get this final in the books because I am looking forward to this final now. I thought it was just going to be a Brainiac matchup.
I'm going to have to stay sober for that one.
All right.
No more
but
playing around.
Thank you, everybody, for being part of this. Kevin is one step closer to the $25 gift card to wherever he chooses.
Woo!
Picking a subject for either our tier list or the wrestling show. But we will see everybody tomorrow night for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Big things ahead for the show. Eric, you got anything?
No, Hard Hits will return next week with Doug and me and Kenneth. Unfortunately,
oh, yeah,
we're going to do it this week.
Yeah. We couldn't do it this week because I got the days mixed up.
We had schedule conflicts. So
yes.
Our call
will
be back, to work.
I promise. So for anybody that was looking forward to that show, I fucked it up. I'm sorry. But we will be back with
it's
that.
Okay,
week.
Doug.
All right. Let's head her home. Everybody have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Adios.